All right, let's get into it. Today, we're covering the top 7 key facts about Joni Lamb's impact on religious broadcasting. Welcome to Cliff Notes' 7 to Know. I'm Cliff Notes. Here's the deal. You'll get 7 clear facts to lock in Joni Lamb's broadcasting journey fast. Joni's journey juggled faith and fame, so let's jump right in. Fact number 1. Joni Lamb co-founded, presided over, and executive produced Daystar Television Network. In simpler terms, she didn't just host shows, she helped build the platform itself. Born in 1960 in Colleyville, Texas, she rose to become a central figure in faith media, working alongside her husband, Marcus Lamb. Here's the key point. Leadership plus on-air presence made her the public face and strategic mind of Daystar. Test question. What network did Joni Lamb co-found? Correct answer. Daystar Television Network. Memory aid. Joni's domain was Daystar. Let's move right along. Fact number 2. She and Marcus Lamb purchased a full-power TV station in Montgomery, Alabama in 1984. Think about it this way. That's the moment they went from traveling evangelists to media owners with real programming control. Owning a station meant they could shape content, schedule, and style without gatekeepers. It set the runway for everything that followed. Test question. In which year did Joni and Marcus Lamb purchase their first television station? Correct answer, 1984. Memory aid. In 84, they opened the media door. Okay, moving forward. Fact number 3. The Lambs moved to Dallas in 1990, launched a station in that larger market, and by 1998 started Daystar. From a practical angle, Dallas meant more viewers, more partners, and more momentum. 8 years later, the network launch cemented their national footprint. Here's where it gets interesting. That timeline shows deliberate scaling, not overnight success. Test question. When did the Lambs move to Dallas to expand their broadcasting reach? Correct answer, 1990. Memory aid. In 1990, Dallas became their media bounty. Right. Next up, fact number 4. She hosted Joni Table Talk and co-hosted Ministry Now with her family. Joni Table Talk was a weekday round table that mixed testimony, current issues, and biblical application. Ministry Now was the daily flagship, often featuring her children, Jonathan, Rachel Lamb Brown, and Rebecca Lamb Weiss. The big idea is family on camera reinforced a multi-generational brand that blended ministry and media. Test question. What talk show did Joni Lamb host? Correct answer. Joni Table Talk. Memory aid. Table Talk with Joni, faith and family only. Now, let's shift gears. Fact number 5. Joni Table Talk received the 2004 National Religious Broadcasters Best Television Talk Show Award. Let's clarify that NRB Nod functioned like a third-party stamp of quality inside faith media, helping with credibility, guests, and audience trust. Here's the key point. Recognition amplified reach. Test question. In which year did Joni Table Talk win an NRB award? Correct answer. 2004. Memory aid. In 2004, Table Talk soared. On to the next point. Fact number 6. She made controversial on-air statements regarding homosexuality, vaccinations, and alleged voter fraud. Now listen. These positions drew sharp criticism and debate. Medical and election authorities widely disputed key claims, while her audience heard them through a faith-first lens. The takeaway is that religious broadcasting can magnify polarizing issues. That visibility cuts both ways. Test question. What topics did Joni Lamb controversially address on air? Correct answer. Homosexuality, vaccinations, and voter fraud. Memory aid. Controversy on air. Joni's views laid bare. And finally, fact number 7. Joni Lamb died in May 2026 from complications of a back injury at her home in Bedford, Texas. In simpler terms, Her passing closed a decades-long chapter in religious broadcasting, from local station ownership to a national network identity. Test question. When did Joni Lamb pass away? Correct answer. May 2026. Memory aid. In May 2026, Joni's journey came to a close. Quick recap. Lock these in. Fact number 1. What network did Joni Lamb co-found? Idai. Correct answer, Daystar Television Network. Fact number 2, in which year did Joni and Marcus Lamb purchase their first television station? Correct answer, 1984. Fact number 3, when did the Lambs move to Dallas to expand their broadcasting reach? Correct answer, 1990. Fact number 4, what talk show did Joni Lamb host? Correct answer, Joni Table Talk. Fact number 5. In which year did Joni Table Talk win an NRB award? Correct answer, 2004. Fact number 6. What topics did Joni Lamb controversially address on air? Correct answer, homosexuality, vaccinations, and voter fraud. Fact number 7. When did Joni Lamb pass away? Correct answer, May 2026. That's it for today. You've got the top 7 facts down. Keep this fresh in your mind and you'll ace that exam. Stay focused, trust your prep, and knock it out of the park.